Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you?
Oh.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I do an impression of Carla when she's laughing phonily at me.
Oh, a phony laugh?
I say something, and she gives the Paul Schaefer laugh, and I kind of overdo it. So I'll say something that I thought was funny, and she'll go, and I'll go,
Mike, over the past quarter century, very few things have brought me more joy when you would, at certain points, drop in your Paul Schaefer laugh.
It's the total disinterested fake laugh.
He got away from it towards the end of Letterman's run, but there was a time when Letterman was borderline crazy,
right,
and he would tell a joke, and all you'd hear was,
Ed McMahon. Now, there was a sidekick that was a good laugher.
Yes.
And by the way, when I went to work with Don as a sidekick, my favorite word, by the way, sidekick.
You know, it was on my termination papers at CBS.
Sidekick.
That's what they classified my job as.
I don't think I've ever referred to either one of you gentlemen as sidekicks ever. I don't care for it. And Ed was kind of the guy. Ed was the guy that sold the laugh code because he'd be like, but he was baked every time he did the show.
So
he did it that way. We could flap our gums all
we
day
could.
Long about
or
Paul
we could
Schaefer.
Talk about the movie Sidekicks.
Sidekicks, yes. Terrible
Chuck
film.
Norris,
terrible.
Right? Yeah, good film.
Absolutely.
It has a great message.
There are so many films now that come across the cable guide in the O'Mara household that I will say, artist. You know, if I see anything with Kevin Hart, I don't watch it. If I see anything with Sylvester Stallone, I don't watch it anymore.
Not even old Stallone?
No, I don't. Because once you've seen Rocky, I got all my Stallone that I need.
What if you watch
Chuck Norris is another one. That
Stop or
that
My
category.
Mom Will Shoot. Because there's lots of good gags in that where you could see a Stel Getty and then go, ha.
No, it just does not amuse me. And so, you know, I
Tango
I like
and
to
Cash?
See,
you won't even stop for that?
Tango and Cash, I don't. Let me tell you the stops, though. I might as
Rhinestone
well give you the,
with Miss Dolly Parton.
Thank you not. I will tell you the positives. Rarely do I skip by Gene Hackman.
He made a lot of good movies.
Gene Hackman makes a ton of good movies.
George Segal.
I actually still, even with his crappy movies, I will stop by Kevin Costner movies.
Sure.
Quite often. Mm-hmm. Robin Hood, even. If
Waterworld?
There's nothing else on. Waterworld, I will look in on. I will never log any real time with it, but I will look in
the
on
Postman.
It.
You know who I will always
Postman
stop?
Postman I'll look at.
Yeah. I will stop in on Denzel. I think Denzel movies
Denzel,
are always great.
Really big of you guys. He's epic. Of course, everybody stops on Denzel.
But I mean, why can't, you know, I wish there were more that were like that, where you look at Denzel. Yeah. For example, you say, Training Day comes across. I mean, is that an automatic go-to?
The
That's
Equalizer.
An amazing movie.
Yeah.
It truly, Dustin Hoffman. Very rarely do I skip Dustin Hoffman. Yeah.
Who just turned, believe it or not, 135 years
but
old.
Even with the whole meet the parents thing, which, you know, it's sad to me. But anyway, there are artists out there that I feel
Bob De Niro been cashing a lot of checks lately. As
Bob
opposed
De Niro,
to really working the chops.
It doesn't
the
fall
intern.
Into the category. He doesn't fall into the category any longer of...
Must
absolute
see.
Absolute go to. No, not
right.
even close. He's made too many crappy
Can you
movies,
milk me,
so.
Falker?
Yeah. I have nipples.
Yeah.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me? Let's. We have our own drama.
We do.
Unfolding on the Mike O'Mara Show. We have Marcus Serta and Rob Spiewak. I mentioned that I went to the Red Sox game the other night, and Marcus Serta, after a few cocktails, and really not sloppy, drunk cocktails, began I don't want to call it ranting, but
Riff.
He was commenting on Mr. Rob Spiewak. And then when he noticed that I was amused by it, he continued to do it a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind
he
of
He had
we
a list of things that he had gripes with Rob
Spiewak. Yes, concerns.
Yeah, I didn't bring that in today. Yeah. I had written it down before.
I have a lot of them committed to memory.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, let's get Marcus on the line. Marcus Serta, who is a Vermonter and host of Omericast, which is a fan show for this show, where he recaps with fans of the show
a show about the show.
The issues of the week. It's a show about the show. Marcus, are you there?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Marcus. Sort of, Marcus, let me just say, before we continue with what God knows what's going to happen here, I have to tell you, thank you for those wonderful tickets and that wonderful dinner. We had a wonderful date night, and it was a good time, was had by all. And boy, I'm hearing a skip back on this like you would not believe.
I look forward to doing it again, and hopefully Oscar and Rob, you guys can come along too.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
That was Rob Spiewak that said, I think I got some dripping sarcasm in the...
I'm curious, Marcus, with the amount of money you dropped on the evening, and I know you are quite a generous guy. That's one of your key characteristics. Was it worth it to spend all that money to disparage me to the big guy?
it wasn't about disparaging you. As a matter of fact, there were some comments made about Oscar, about Pony,
and me. Your wife referred to. There was an early conversation that I had with Marcus where he told me that his wife.
Oh, his wife, Elise Serta.
We're in the car. Correct. They were in the car, and that at the conclusion of the call, I remember I had a real heated call when we had all that upheaval in the show several years back, and I guess your wife referred to me as an a-hole, and so you told me that, too, so I was not immune from that.
Sounds like quite a date.
Yeah.
It was quite a date. Yeah, you were ranting a little bit. You had some stuff to get off your chest, Marcus.
I don't think it was really about getting things off my chest. I think we really had the opportunity to commiserate and get to know each other a little bit and open up. And in that particular moment, you're right. The one thing that made you laugh the hardest is any comment about Rob Spiewak.
Well, yeah. I mean, the way you were doing it, because
could you do?
Hold on. Yeah. I just want to explain
please,
myself.
Please.
Because, I don't want Rob to get the wrong impression here. I started laughing after the third comment because that was. Because
you sensed a theme.
That he was going on, and it was like, wow. I think it was kind of like, oh my God, whoa. And it was like that, and then it went on and on and on, and,
But I'm glad you got it off your chest. And by the way, are you feeling any tightness in your chest right now?
No, I'm actually.
That's good. Don't talk too much. Don't ruin it.
Now, hey, come on.
Yeah, come on. Back and forth is nice. Come on.
Yes,
well, really. I'm interrupting him.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Yeah. Isn't that right, Marcus?
You do have a tendency to do that with Mike and your other co-host on these shows, but you know, that's your character. That's the that's the thing you do.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe your character?
Wow.
I really have a lack thereof.
That's good. And while we've got you, if you have a moment, let's talk about your wife. And not in a bad way, because this was a topic that you brought up yourself with Mike.
And let me interrupt here, because I want to say, from what I've gotten on social media from Rob's defenders, from what Rob said on the show, Marcus, is that Rob claims... And I'll let the listeners sort it out. Rob claims that he used the word Celine because you didn't want her real name out on the show.
And I totally understand where he got that from. All along, though, on Americast, and Rob is one of my most faithful listeners, I have said a couple of times.
Yes, one of three.
You. That's a reflection on this show. Stop. Behave yourself.
One of the reasons that Elise hates it so much is not because of the fact that she just feels like she's being made fun of, but because she just doesn't want to be that public person on this show. If she's going to be a public person, she's going to do it in politics. She doesn't want to do it as a part of this program.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me ask this. So at any time, did you share that with Rob publicly, privately, did you ever mention that where, you didn't want... Because, Rob, you claim that that's why you were doing that.
Well,
right?
Let me say this. At the Christmas party, and I have witnesses, including one in this studio right now, named Pony, Matt Bloom, I was told by Marcus that his wife was entering a political forum and would appreciate me not using her name.
Pony, true?
I heard it.
Okay, Marcus, what say you?
I will not dispute that particular fact. And with that
so it's
being
true.
Got to say, advantage Spiewak on that one. That's
So what I was doing really is giving. You had given me comedy shackles, and I tried to rise above by being able to use a fake name, which in a way makes her a part of the show. And I don't think we've done anything to insult her.
Well, the only, I think if we're going to say this, I would actually speak for Marcus and say, well, in that particular circumstance, if you were asked personally, wouldn't you avoid even the subject of his wife altogether? Because it sounds like that's probably what he wanted.
There's a little thing called the First Amendment. And it's first because it's the most important. And if Marcus had ever come to me beyond that and said, don't talk about her at all, I would have been okay with it. But another good way to get the point across is to take your boss to a baseball game, get drunk, and tell him. So, I mean, the effect is the same, right?
I truly believe in the First Amendment, and I defend it.
Not the issue here. Not the issue. Why did you not come? If it was a problem, and you know what? You've called me with requests, and you've called me to commiserate and for advice, and we've had friendly chats in the past. If you had a problem with that, and that's really, the, of all the things, that's the one that sort of troubles me the most, because I do not see her as a target or a public person.
Yeah.
You are, because you're on the network and you're a broadcaster, but if it was bothering her,
so you look at
why
her
wouldn't
as kind
you?
Of an abstract person.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And really, the target, she's never been made fun of or disparaged. We said she made some odd combinations and flavors in her baked goods. That's it.
We have mentioned her pies, if we're being fair.
But if if that had been a problem, you should have come to me directly.
All right, so I think we've established that. We're fine with that. Let's move on to another one that I happen to remember.
Yeah.
The interrupting thing. The interrupting situation with...
I don't think that's a big deal, Mike.
I think you'd actually...
No, I don't think it is.
Thank you. Cake and Cookies. You mentioned it on Cake and Cookies. They interrupt each other a lot on Cake and Cookies.
Well, Rob also does it on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's part of his shtick.
Right. Oh, I do love when he uses Yiddish.
But it annoys me.
You don't like it?
God, you guys are getting... You know what? I'm not pouring any more gas on you two aren't going to mix it up.
You're both
going to sit on your fat asses. I'm not going to do anything
I just
more
passed out. What'd I miss?
What? Right, no, so
yeah,
you,
exactly.
The God interruption...
Almighty. Thought we'd have a decent little friggin' segment.
The interruption is the basis of Cake and Cookies, Marcus. You have to understand that. It's two people talking, and people talk and interrupt each other. That's what happens.
No, it's one of my favorite things about the show, because every time you...
If it was your favorite thing, why did you say it needs to stop?
Hold on. Because when you start a story, I know that I have to wait another 60 minutes to get anywhere close to the end.
And that show, the result is I've got you listening for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Advantage Rob Spiewak.
If Mike hears a story about fecal urgency, it's going to take 3 segments for Mike to get it out.
Oh,
the story or the...
well, both.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're really going to time it out, there have been moments. Yeah. That's the way it goes.
But as far as interrupting, it is part of the structure of Cake and Cookies. I try to moderate it as best as possible on this show, but
You have said before that you've referenced your father. What was the...
The Be Quiet Game. We're going to play the Be Quiet Game.
That's what he said to you in the car.
Mm-hmm.
You were also many of your teachers.
All of
going
them.
Through. Were all of your teachers in high school were annoyed because you were an interrupter.
The worst the one who hated me the most was Mrs. Weary.
Why was she?
That was her given name, aptly named, and she actually had to invent a new discipline system where you would get your name written on a yellow pad, and every time you interrupt, there was a check. And the amount of check marks would determine your punishment at the end of the class. And I did realize that, I forget what the penalties were, but I liked the 3-check penalty more than the 2-check penalty.
Ah.
So sometimes I would speak out just to get that 3rd check because I liked the penalty better.
God, what a pain in the ass.
He showed them.
But also, Marcus, I would also offer this. I think that this show is built on interruption.
Well, one of my favorite things that happens with Mike is, squirrel! You know, something that comes along and distracts Mike when he is trying to tell a story. And yes, you're interrupted.
Wish something would do that right now.
Did you just yell squirrel?
Yeah, he was doing shtick like I do.
He was doing the ADD, the attention deficit thing with the interrupting. I think really occasionally
the meow game.
The interrupting can be annoying. I've gotten that feedback from listeners that when, in particular, Oscar will tell a story or I will tell a story, I've gotten that feedback.
Yeah.
Not necessarily when you tell a story, because when you have your audio vault or you tell a story, you even though you dish it out, you don't necessarily like it to be, you get really flummoxed if we routinely interrupt you during a story or during your audio vault.
Yeah, you get frustrated.
Yeah, I do.
Whereas
I do.
You do it more than anybody else. Would it be safe to say that you do the interrupting more than anybody else?
I do it all the time.
Okay.
All do you feel bad about
it? Shut up, Oscar.
Oh, worry.
All right, let's move along.
Okay, do you want to address my weight? I know that was an issue with you.
Look, you know what? You and I are both men of larger carriage, and you know when Mike and I were having this discussion.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to just let me interrupt you, Marcus, just for a second.
Yeah.
Isn't it a lot different when I'm here with you and you're not just talking to Mike? Because there is so much soft pedaling here when you talk. Mm. It's massive. It's magnificent. This is almost.
Can I interrupt here?
Yeah.
Let me say this. The thing is, when he was doing this, it was. I'm not going to throw Marcus under the bus for the sake of better content. I'm going to be honest here.
All right.
Okay, with our audience, and I'm going to say this was much stickier than I presented the other day. Okay, it was sticky, but within the shtick, a la the repetition of the cuts, which is my thing, which I've said to you before, which that made me laugh because that was based in a lot of truth. Where
sure.
I ride you pretty hard on getting us new content,
right.
And you still circle back and do. It's your thing. You like to.
There are
like
occasional
to see
greatest
movies
hits.
50
yeah.
times. You like to play clips 50 times, and I'm not averse to that. You know, but there are moments that you know what you do that are crutches that you use.
Sure.
And you go back and you use them again. So I've spoken to you about that. So that made me chuckle because that was kind of real. But even the way he presented that was funny. When he got to the bit about fat,
right,
being fat, the I knew it was shtick because Marcus is fat, I'm fat, you're fat, and the fact is though that Marcus was referencing it in a unique, different way when he was telling me that you usually go into like training for these big live shows and none really bigger. We've had bigger crowds,
sure,
but we're gonna have a big venue in New Orleans and it's a destination event which we're very excited about. And Marcus was referencing the fact that you normally go into your little boot camp.
No, I would say that it has
and
been.
You didn't do it this time. You've quit this time.
Well, no, I've not given up. I'm actually down 35 pounds since the first of the year. But okay. I will say this: I'm not going crazy for it.
Now, why, Oscar? Why did you give that look?
I can't tell.
Don't care.
I mean,
you did
you
call
tell?
Them fatties this morning. It was awkward.
Statistics don't lie. But I didn't lose a single pound for the improv. I'm not proud of that, but it's true. Didn't lose any weight for the show before that. Not proud of that. So really, your theory is both hurtful and false.
Are you ready? You want to feel better? You want to hold on, Marcus? I'm going to interrupt. You want to feel better?
Nah.
I gained 13 pounds in Maine.
Did you really?
Oh, man.
I gained 13
no.
effing pounds.
Well, you'll lose that.
13 pounds.
You'll lose that in a blink
of an
eye.
Yeah, but that's behind the imp. I went up there and I ate my way through the state. It was horrible. There's just it was terrible, and I'm not happy about that. But, you know, back to the 1,600 calories, which, you know, down here, there's something easier about doing it down here than there is up there. Up there is not enough to
that's
do.
A good that's eating country up there. I think we've all established
good.
That.
So I thought I'd throw that.
I appreciate
Marcus,
that.
Marcus, I interrupted you. Go ahead, Marcus.
Mike, why are you, I mean, Mark, why? Marcus, why are you fat?
Let's call him Mark.
Because I've given up. I really have.
Well, Marcus, let me say this. For anyone who's ever seen or heard you, it doesn't show.
Exactly.
Marcus,
thank you.
Marcus, I have to be responsible. Can you just hang on through one, just the first part of the next segment? I know you're a busy guy. Can you just stay with us through the break, please?
Sure, no problem.
All right, we'll take a break. And Rob, would you like to say anything going into break since this is really your segment that we're continuing here?
I would like to say, Marcus, thank you so much for sharing your valuable time with us.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his childhood friend, Oscar Madison. Sometime earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
All right, Oscar, I'd like to know what's happened.
What's happened?
Something made you go off the deep end like that. Now, what is it? Is it something I said or something I did?
Nothing you said. Now, don't stop me, Felix.
Oscar, what is it? Is it the cooking or the cleaning, the crying?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's the cooking, the cleaning, the crying. It's the talking in your sleep. It's those moose calls that open your ears at 2 o'clock in the morning. Can't take it anymore, Felix. I'm cracking up. Everything you do irritates me. And when you're not here, the things I know you're going to do when you come in irritate me. You leave me little notes on my pillow. Told you 158 times I cannot stand little notes on my pillow. We are all out of cornflakes, F you. Took me 3 hours to figure out that F you was Felix Unger.
Did it open up? I think I strained my throat.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
See, you know that I know that that's a good one right there. That's a good fresh oldie.
Yes.
That's from an old movie, but that's a clip we've never had.
We've never had it before. And I put in the extra fma for people, you know, to reference. But yeah, that's a new clip, Oscar. Oscar and Marcus and everybody listening.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. I listened to this show today. This is fun. This is fun. And we had a great show before the show that we can't tell you about.
I mean, I didn't care for it.
I know you didn't like it. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. But you must know this.
What?
It really doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't.
Anyway, update it now and get our show all day, every day. That's why I laughed in the middle of it. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673.
You're
the
funny.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on. No, it doesn't. It's truly.
I know.
It is so unimportant. Our show today is brought to you by Lyft. You know that Lyft is the best way to get from here to there, but it's also the best ride-sharing app to drive for. Marcus and I drove all over Boston with Lyft. You can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best gig in the world. Do it. Get out there and enjoy the new economy. Become a Lyft driver. It was the first ride-sharing app to offer in-app tipping. When you drive for Lyft, you keep 100% of the tips. Drivers have been paid over $200 million in tips since the feature was introduced. Express Pay lets drivers get paid almost instantly instead of waiting for weeks. Lyft has even taken the guesswork out of pickups. The new AMP device uses color coding to help passengers find their drivers. Earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. If you want to wait, make more money, drive more. That's it. It's never been easier. Happy drivers mean happy passengers. Go drive for Lyft. Join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today, and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/TMOS. Lyft.com/TMOS. Limited time only. Terms apply. And Marcus, before we go on, let me just say, it is not lost on any of us the work that you put in every week, putting together OmeraCast.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And, you know, getting fans of the show on your show, I think that is just a wonderful twist that you implemented a few years back. And the fact is, it really works for us. And I know that there are passionate fans of the show that love coming on there and love talking to each other. And thank you for all the stuff you do for the show. So onward and upward.
I have a question for Marcus.
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most. And Marcus, you haven't spoken. Are you still with us?
I'm still here. Yeah.
Thank Christ. 10 being the most, how badly do you want to wear me as a skin suit? How badly do you want to be me?
This is what I expressed to Mike when we were together, is that the jealousy I have for you is your fatherhood, your ability to connect with your kids. You are a father that I look up to and wish that I had been. I was not that type of father. My kids are probably damaged because of it, but they are doing okay right now. I wish I had a better connection with those kids, but, you know, truly, I listen to the show and I listen to the way you talk, and yes, I have jealousy over the type of father you are.
And yet you don't understand why I would want to be involved at my school in the sporting program as an announcer when I don't
have...
Well,
you're not really involved with your kids with that. You're involved with you with that.
Well, you have to volunteer at the school to benefit your kids so they don't become pariahs.
Yeah,
you have to do that.
That's your ego.
That's
you're feeding your own ego with that. Come on. Don't lie to a bunch of
us. You told us. You told us.
You do that because you like the
basketball games.
And yet, let's circle back to the words of Marcus Serta, Robert is not damaged. So it is sort of, I suppose that's a wash.
Time for that,
but, you know, I have been to every one of Robert's basketball games. I did not announce. I have run the book for it, which I did not understand. So, yeah, I'm involved to a certain extent. And you know what? I'm not a sports guy, but I do try to, you know, be there for them. So I, you know, I appreciate the fact that you realize you failed as a father.
The kids like it.
It's so he was actually trying to give you a compliment.
Yeah. I know, but he was also dodging the question.
Him. The question of whether he wants
to be
so
me.
Hold on. Your thing is you think Marcus would love to be like a regular on a show.
It's
like
that is Mr. Ripley.
That's what it is that that's why he was, you know, commenting on the minutiae of my job. He's so into it. He wants to be it.
Wants to take Rob out in the rowboat.
Talented Mr. Serta.
Yeah.
That's right. So once again, scale of 1 to 10.
Hold on, let's let him respond. Marcus, what say you?
I would say a 2.
You know, 10
because
is the...
Again, this is not about profession or career. I'm very happy with the path mine took. Would I have been happier if the radio side of my life had escalated higher? Absolutely. But do I want to follow your path specifically? No, I admire the work that you do, and I will continue to listen because of it.
Okay, you had a lot of detail, though, for someone who doesn't really, really got his eye on the job.
Well,
that's
he's
all
a
I'm
fan
saying.
Of the show, so he listens to the show.
Yes.
He's got detail that way.
Sure.
Well,
yeah.
The one thing about having you for a skin suit, at least I know it would fit.
Oh, well done.
Don't be so sure.
That's pretty good. That might be.
But again, showing his soft underbelly, he's considered it. He's considerate.
Okay. So I'm trying to think of the other stuff that was on there. You know, you've covered, I think, the biggies.
I think
right?
we have, okay. yeah. So if we were doing an air check meeting right now, and you were my program director, how can I make me a better me as a broadcaster? Because that's the stuff that you seem to circle, really sort
of
focus on.
Oh, I know what it is. We didn't cover this. The funniest part of it, Rob.
Yes.
The thing that made me laugh more than anything else is when Marcus started talking about your love of the soda fountain that didn't have that ran out of your flavor.
Ran out.
Marcus, you had more detail. You had more, what?
They didn't run out. They added to it. That's what made it so great. They added cream soda.
He said, Marcus, I wrote this down. He said he thinks you're a bit over the moon with the Coke freestyle machine. Marcus, do you want to amplify that at all?
I will say this. I also have a love for the Coke freestyle machine, but the thing about it is that, yes, it was a beautiful segment on Cake and Cookies where he obsessed about it so much. Much in the way that he obsessed about how watermelons shouldn't have seeds. It was probably a little over the top, but, you know, again, the orange vanilla Coke Zero is my favorite.
Yeah, okay, that matters to
all
me.
All right, so that wasn't what
I
was
that
wasn't
expecting.
No.
Let me
give you the add-on.
You were much harsher
honestly,
about that.
And you know what? If I can answer to that before you do your add-on and try to do this saver, let me offer this. I can do without the description of a beer at the beginning of every episode of Americast. Don't care. Not drinking, not seeing it, not tasting it.
Wow.
Don't care.
Well, that's being a member of the Beer Enthusiast Club and, you know, participating with what the...
By the way,
so write on the Facebook wall about it.
And they will not be besmirched.
Yes, no, it's a great organization.
Shame.
He does that for the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Society, and much like the TMOS Wine Enthusiast Society and the TMOS Whiskey Enthusiast, those organizations, those fine organizations,
they're great.
Will not be besmirched.
And I'm not besmirching them. I'm saying if you have something lovely to say, go to the club and write it on the Facebook wall. I don't need to hear about it.
Understood. I get it.
Keep doing it.
And here's the thing. I would say that... you know, again, your love for the freestyle machine is understood, but at the same time, if you'd back off the five guys, this might help out with the weight, and you'd probably be less in touch with the flavors they provide.
That's a good point. If you backed off from being unfunny, maybe the show would be more listenable.
Oh, now. Wow. This has taken an ugly turn right here.
Or back off from, you know, here's something you should embrace, though. Embrace the co-host. The show is so entertaining when Jim Amato does it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Very excellent. Burn. He's a good choice.
Jim is good.
Wow. Yeah, very, very good.
Well, you can hear him and Merle this week on the show.
Ah, great plug. Seamless
That's
segue.
Wonderful. That's right. Well, boys, we have to button this up.
Not that
it hasn't been fascinating, but, you know, it's... Rob, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, if Marcus I'm going by... If we were just to isolate the points that... the really tangible points that Marcus brought to the table, apparently I'll be dead in a few months, and Marcus, then your dream can come true. Then you can be me. So I will continue to drink soda.
Now, hold
and
on.
Eat
I
burgers.
Have to step in there, Rob. And I just unfortunately, I don't want. Marcus was very generous to me, but I can say no, he will not
no,
be replaced.
Don't quash.
Thank you very much.
Don't kill a man's dreams.
I have a question for you, Mike.
Yes,
between
go ahead.
Rob and Marcus, who gets diabetes first?
You know what? Marcus and Rob are roughly the same age, right, Marcus? Aren't you close in age to Rob Spiewak?
I just turned 47 today.
Yeah, so Rob,
oh, I've been 47 for some time.
Okay, so you both
you come off as a much older man, Marcus.
My kids put on dog years, so yes, I'm closer to 92.
Okay.
You know what? I'm not somebody that is in a position to dole out health advice on this particular show, but I believe that both of you share a... kind of a reckless attitude towards food and drink. Really have to say that I don't think that they're, you know, Rob has lost more weight at one time than anybody I know personally. But Rob, when you're doing your regular thing, and I think Marcus is the same way, I think you guys kind of, you know, you go with the high calorie drinks and the high calorie foods. And
well, not after today, because Marcus has shown me the light.
Well, no, Marcus is a big guy, too. Yeah. Marcus, let me ask you this. What are your health plans for the future? And I mean
Great question.
Sincerely. If somebody asks me that question, I can tell them this. I can tell them that I eat now 1,600 calories a day, and I am 7,500 steps per day, and I am actually... Yesterday, not only with that, I did physical therapy, water physical therapy in the pool, and I went to the gym. And I went to the gym. So I will tell you that I feel.
Do it.
You know, I'm right now trying to dial in what is best for my hip recovery.
Sure.
And I'm trying different things. So far, the winner, as far as making my hip feel better, is the elliptical, and that's probably where I'm going to go until I get to riding a little more cycling than I've done before. And, of course, throwing in a little golf and stuff. That's where I am. I asked the question of both of you gentlemen. And thank you for the hooray, fat ass. All right.
Marcus, what is your plan for the future?
Yeah.
I'm increasing the number of appointments with my physical therapist. That started this week. So I'm.
Why are you in physical therapy?
What happened to you?
Well, because of the fact that I'm dealing with a knee issue and an ankle issue that's causing me a lot of pain and problems, and a lot of it is because of my fat ass that has to be carried around.
Well, we wish you all the best, Tody.
Thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
So, and then I am also seeing my doctor to talk about what I can do from an eating plan, because I've tried some of the programs that you guys have touted in the past.
Yes.
They've worked for me, but at the same time, I have gone back to my old habits, so I need to find a way to get onto a way of eating that
I can
sustain.
Let me interrupt, because I always find this fascinating. We have a lot of fat people in our audience, Ed, just like we have a lot of skinny people in our audience. Let me ask you this, Marcus. What, in your opinion, is the worst thing you do from a food standpoint?
Yeah.
What is your way? It could be a drink standpoint.
Name names.
Because a lot of people say it's alcohol. What is the worst thing you do? What do you think is
the
one? That's my fattest thing.
It's soda and alcohol.
Soda and alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you drink regular sugary sodas?
Yeah. I try to drink as many Coke Zeros as possible, but that's not helping me either, because the sodium, and I have high blood pressure right now, which I'm taking medication for. So these are things that need to be cut out of my life in order for me to get healthy.
All right. Rob Spiewak, what about you?
Yeah, my future health plans? I have an appointment this afternoon. I will be buying a shovel. What a nice one.
And what is the worst, in your opinion, what is the worst thing that you put in your cake hole?
Well, I will say that an improvement that I have made over the past year is now I always eat something for breakfast. Now I have a grapefruit and a yogurt every morning. I used to not eat until well into the afternoon, and that is really bad for you. But what I continue to do that's bad, drinking aside, is I eat late at night. I don't eat until after 9, usually.
But what about
specifically
the ice cream?
The food.
Yeah. Oh,
the food.
The alcohol. And the soda. I would. You know what? I hate to take Marcus's answer.
They're not fun. Do you know that? They're both in such fucking denial.
What about food?
What is the great? That's not. It's not alcohol and soda, boys. What is the thing late at night when there are no eyes on
you
whatsoever? Marcus Serta and Rob Spiewak.
I have very little shame. My house is never without ice cream. I know that. Never without ice cream.
No. Marcus, I'm trying to get from both of you guys. What is the
We all know you eat. Just tell us what you eat.
No one's around food move that
But
that
you see,
you guys
the,
do
is it is
watching.
It denial if you are not ashamed of it because I do it all the time in front of my family? Ice cream out of the container. Always. Always.
How many times a week?
Well, you know, this week it's been every night, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on. If you want your payoff, I'll give it to you. I made peach ice cream this weekend.
Made homemade peach ice cream.
And it's pretty dazzling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Started with
Marcus?
A custard, had to temper a custard, and then added fresh peaches. Woo! Woo!
I think I've gotten a little aroused here.
Yes.
Marcus.
See, I'm not ashamed of that.
Besides the soda and the booze, what would be the food item that you wouldn't want a camera on you when you're eating it?
When I'm eating Jenny's ice cream Savannah butter mint, and I will eat the entire pint in one sitting.
Okay.
Oh, a pint?
There we are.
Lightweight.
Yeah. All right, Marcus.
That's only the first of many.
Marcus, any final words for all of us, and specifically Rob Spiewak?
I do want to say thank you to all you guys for the support that you've given me over the years. Omericast celebrated five years on More Broadcasting this week, and I really appreciate the support that you guys have given me. Rob, dude, I love you. Love what you do.
Don't get all DJ on me. Use a subject and a predicate, for Christ's sake. I love you. I love what you do. Not, hey, man, love you, love what you do. It all goes back to the first time we ever talked up face-to-face, and I said, dude, what's with your voice? Be genuine with me, okay? Oh, you owe me that.
Jeez.
You,
there we go. Hit the music. See? Thank you very much.
That was genuine.
Marcus, we will do a game next year. Thank you for letting us call you, my friend. Have a great day, Marcus. He's gone.
Oh,
he hung
He's
up.
Gone. Wow. Did he hang up?
He's out.
All right. Fantastic.
But you have to admit that last moment was genuine.
That was wonderful. That was terrific.
His voice completely changed.
It did.
I will go to a game with you next year, too, because those seats were incredible. I'd love to bring the fam back to that. We'll take a break. We do have the mailbag.
Yay!
We haven't gotten to it.
Woo!
Coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
You know, Gary, if you want the latest information about the latest technology, there's only one place to go.
Wikipedia?
No, Tech 411, starring Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Never heard of it.
Oh, they're both very lonely, sad guys who are very into tech, and they want to share that with the world.
I didn't know they had a podcast.
Yes, they do. It's right here as part of the More Broadcasting Network.
Who?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
It's kind of a dig there, wasn't it?
A little bit.
A little attitude from those guys?
Yeah.
You know what? Always an honor. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Hey, this is the best time ever to come into a Sleep Number store to get your Sleep Number bed and to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And I want you to do that for me, because not only is it a great product, but you help the show immensely when you go in and get yourself a Sleep Number bed. This is a wonderful advertiser. I love them. I do. And I love my Sleep Number. There's never been a better time to come in to a store. All beds are on sale during their biggest sale of the year at Sleep Number. With a Sleep Number bed, each side adjusts. You can actually tweak it for you, so it's perfect for couples. Now, there's the new Sleep Number 360 bed. It actually senses your every move and automatically adjusts to you, so you stay sleeping comfortably through the night. Did you know many of us fall asleep faster?
If our feet are gently warm, did you know that?
Sleep Number 360 bed pre-warms each side of the bed. Does your bed do that? I think it does not. I doubt it, my friend. My sleep number sitting's an 85. Carla's is a 65. Last night, my sleep IQ score was a 95 again, Woo! And I feel great. Come in during the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale, including the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds Plus. Save 50% on an innovative limited edition bed now through Labor Day. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com and be absolutely sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And now we got to open up this because it really isn't about us.
No,
it's
no.
about you. It's not about Marcus.
It's all about you.
It was funny. It was a very, very funny segment. It's everything I wanted that to be. And now it's on to the mailbag.
Oh, yeah.
Marcus.
It's all about you.
Serta.
Big one today. Fat one today.
All these things that
just like Marcus.
Yes.
It's all about you.
Buttermint ice cream.
That sounds good. That's both ice cream. Do you notice both ice cream products? I was quiet during that because
yes.
I would like to have both of those in front of me. Buttermint?
Mm.
Oh, my God. How
that
good
sounds
does that
too complicated
sound?
For me.
And of course, it does because you're thin. Anyway. Let's get right to it. Hey, Oscar, any gifts today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I forgot about Woo! Gifts. This is so good. And while he gets them ready, I have to say thank you to Eric Zoolander, who sent me a beautiful sympathy card of the passing of Jerry Lewis.
That's sweet.
Thinking He's of you during this way. Difficult time. R.I.P. Jerry. With love, Zoolander. Beautiful still good. Of Jerry. So thank you,
Zoolander. There's Jerry. Last night, Rob, while Oscar's getting those out, I was logging some time with Marty Short doing the Jerry impression, which is absolutely
so great. Which segment?
The definitive ones. I watched three.
Did you see Scenes from an Idiot's Marriage?
Yeah, I saw
that.
Saw
so
that
great.
Where they're doing the Ingmar Bergman film, and it was fantastic. And then the Jerry one in France, Jerry Lewis,
live on the Champs Elysees.
Martin Scorsese, fantastic. All right, let's move on to our little gifties that
Mike,
we have.
Mike, we've yelled about in the past, especially myself, where I said, "Send us gifts."
Yes,
right? And if I'm being honest, you all have failed because. There's not enough coming to this studio.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough, right?
We need more.
Yes, more.
They get distracted with like wedding registers.
Yeah, you know what? You've done great there. I can't take that away.
And I really want to applaud everyone for honoring that registry.
Yeah.
Oscar's wish list.
I had a wish, and you guys made all of them come true.
You know, you know what I will tell you? Chad Dukes, a compliment going out to you. First of all, congratulations to Chad on re-signing with WJFK.
Two more years.
Two more years. And there was a picture of him hugging the program director, CK, and I posted online that he gave me the same hug when they fired me.
Yes.
So it was, I always have that strange connection to WJFK.
Yeah.
I have that. But for Big Shooter, this is where Big Shooter wins and Mike O'Mara loses. Not the contract I'm talking about. You know, he attacked Oscar the way I should have attacked Oscar when Oscar put that shameless registry on the show. And I can't steal it now because he's already done it.
Yeah, I've already been shamed,
you?
Mike.
How
I've, already,
dare you,
I've already been shamed. How dare
you?
I
just can't wait for my next wedding.
So Robin Ferguson, who's a great listener of the program.
Sweet lady.
She's from San Diego, took a trip up north, and she was kind enough to send all these gifts over. And I'll tell you this, you haven't lived till you haven't had, unless you've had Yosemite Valley pepper jacked jerky.
Oh, look at that.
Beautiful, right?
All right.
A vanilla air freshener.
Oh, shaped like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
For the holidays.
It's got some cocktail classics jelly beans. Who likes jelly beans?
Everybody loves jelly beans.
Family Dollar cocktail jelly beans.
I've got a Smokey the Bear magnet, Mike.
That's Yosemite gifts. Yosemite gifts. Yes. That's wonderful.
So a box of gifts
and
from
a thermal
Robin.
Growler bag.
Thermal growler bag.
Keep your beer cold.
And a big bib.
No, it's a bag.
It's a bag. I'm sorry. Could be a bib. And it says the Mike O'Mara Show. Something that is wonderful. And it's nice, and I'll carry it around the grocery store all the time.
Delightful. Yes, thank you, Robin. Yes, yes. Thank you very much.
And now we also have a gift for little Michael, and it comes with a card, which I have not opened, so let me open it now.
Very good. Very good.
And it reads, ta-da! Hi, Mike! I'm enclosing some gifts I created for ye and little Michael. Actually, the bag is from this gentleman. This is from David Smolar. And what's great is he has made a book about radio. For little Michael, it says, "Dear little Michael, enjoy this book. Have lots of fun and hit those posts." And there's pictures of Captain Chesapeake and pictures of Trumbull and Core.
Mike, it's one of the sweetest books I've ever seen.
It is so funny. It is really to teach Mike Hardin and Weaver. It is like a little historical book about radio. It warns him not to be like Rush Limbaugh. Here's a picture of all of us on Channel 5. It's a sweet book. David Smolar is always hooking us up with
Thank
great stuff
David.
Like that.
That
good stuff.
Wonderful.
We'll mail that down for little Michael.
Oh, that's yeah. awesome.
Do
all
your
right,
job,
moving
Rob.
Right along. Happy ninth birthday to birthday. Luca Nieto.
Nieto.
Nieto. Oh, Nieto.
Nieto.
Yeah. Luca Nieto. We hope Happy that your birthday is Nieto Torpedo. That's very nice. Yesterday marked another year gone by for my frustratingly better-looking younger brother and noted radio personality, Zach Jackal. Okay, I'm not saying this. This was written for me. I don't know, Zach. Happy birthday, Zach Jackal.
Zach Jackal.
Thanks, as always, and much love from the fabulous Jackal Boys of Wichita. And for Zach Jackal, I hope that if you find yourself up in the greater Washington area and you happen to want to visit one of our beach communities, as you're driving through Annapolis, take a look on the right and stop by the Whitehall Inn, Zach Jackal, so Zach Jackal can enjoy one of Whitehall's famous fruit fritters. Hello, men. Yesterday was my wife, Leslie Darling. Was that her real name, Darling?
Yes, Darling.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just have to say it like that because I'm a reader. Yesterday was my wife, Leslie Darling. I'm sorry. Yesterday was my wife, Leslie Darling's birthday. It's also her first birthday as a married woman since we got hitched on Black Friday last year. She's a good egg, so if you could do the traditional birthday song, it would be appreciated. Thanks, Nate Darling. Happy birthday.
Birthday, Darling. Birthday.
Darling.
Birthday. Congratulations.
Fellas, I would like to ask for a happy birthday shout-out to my wonderful husband, Hank Reuter. He has been my rock over the past year and a half by supporting me through my own health issues and also through family tragedies with strength and grace. He is my rock. He is a big fan of this show.
Good
also.
Guy.
As always, thank you all for bringing us together. Best wishes, Laura Reuter.
Yes.
And Hank Reuter, salute.
Yeah.
They
man.
Met in a Don and Mike Show chat room way ya. Back in the day. So this show is actually responsible for their marriage.
So kind.
It does
Very
not
neat.
Mention how old he is today, but I think he's in the 40s or something like
82,
that.
82, Mike.
He was probably a baby 40 years ago.
I would think so,
like
yeah.
That. Moving right along. Hello, my boyfriend listens to your show religiously every day. He even recently asked if Mike had balanced his cane on his head yet. Aw, Tom.
I
Tom
know.
Gavin. That's yeah. sad still. If you could give a shout out to Brian Stevens from Elk, Washington this week and tell him happy anniversary and that Jennifer loves him, he'd love it. Thanks, guys. Jennifer Waddle Doodle.
Hey, Waddle Doddle.
Hey, Waddle Doodle. Hey, Jennifer. Hey, sending greetings out to your wonderful guy, Brian Stevens. Yeah.
From what boat?
Oh, Waddle Doodle Doodle.
What boat are you on?
From the Jack Tire. The deck of the Jack Tire. Hi, gang. My brother Tyler has a birthday this week. He owns a garage door company, and he's dying to know if Jackie Stallone needed a garage door repair. Maybe she needs her spring wound.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry. Her springs. Sorry, let me read that.
Okay.
Maybe she needs her springs wound. I'm sorry.
Wound.
How did I turn that into spring wound?
I think when you think of Jackie Stallone, you think wound.
Maybe she needs her jams ripped.
Oh.
Or the limits to open her reset. I don't know. Thanks in advance, Trevor in Northern California. She's not here. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Tony, and interns aplenty. I wrote to you all in May to wish my wife Christine and me a happy 8th anniversary. Well, that C wasn't very impressed, so I'm hoping you could help me out again. August 21st was her 38th birthday. Since she is an older woman, albeit 2 years, her favorite musical artist of all time is Phil Collins. No, seriously, it's Phil effing Collins.
Yeah.
I was wondering if everybody's favorite older woman, Betty Davis, could talk up any Phil Collins record and wish my sea wife, Christine, a very happy birthday. We both love you all, and according to Carla, our 4-year-old daughter, Hannah, is already betrothed to little Michael. So this is the least you can do since we're practically family. Let's get bombed in NOLA. Rami Misla. And Rami wants to...
Do we spin for this?
Yeah, what does she want to do? Letter was so long, I don't even know what she's requesting.
She wants Betty Davis to talk up a Phil Collins record.
Yes, go ahead. Right. Betty Davis to talk up a Phil Davis. Let's see what happens. Is Betty around?
Yes. Cigarette?
Lipstick.
Winner.
All right, we can do this here. For Betty Davis, let's see. Hold on, we'll lose that, and we do this.
More music, more fun, WAVA.
Well, well, well.
Fun all morning. Music all day. Music Power 105. WAVA. It's me. It's me. It's B-E-T-T-E. And you would get up and dance to this record, but you're seated. You are in that chair, Miss Missler. You are in that chair. Here's Phil effing Collins on WAVA.
Wow. Little loose. That's okay. That's all right. Very good. Thank you, Betty.
He hit the musical post.
Yes. Thank you, Betty.
Thank you, Mike. You look right. Good in green.
Let me see if I've got the
you
right.
You do look
here.
Like you're on the set of the Enterprise. Like
it's a modern looking right. outfit.
Yeah. Yes. Like someone's going to beam you up.
Yeah.
Like Michael Mayer is closed by Walmart.
Anyway, moving along. So she did it again. Even though I dropped multiple hints about sending me a birthday greeting from your show, my sea wife again has failed me. A lot of that, we don't even say that much anymore.
It's a horrible word.
You get it in the mailbag. My birthday was over the weekend. She didn't send me a greeting last week and then did this. One, no plans for my birthday until I plan them. That night after I got home from work.
Wow.
Number two, she did get me a cake, but it had the wrong age on it. That's okay. We've only been married for 16 years. She is a sea wife, but truly I am a blessed man, mostly because I get to listen to this podcast. I thought there was a compliment coming from
the wife. Yeah, he curveballed it.
All the best from the land of sea wives and silicone tatas, Matt Jameson in Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, she's thoughtless.
Yeah, she
anyway,
is.
Also, Matt has he's got a platform now to get that off his chest.
Yeah.
There you go, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know what? I feel like we've done some good, Oscar. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and assorted interns and Mac, I've been having stomach issues for about a year now. I had a brief hospital stay during which my surgeon requested a CT scan. There are a few instances of stomach cancer in my family. Well, I got my CT scan results back and I'm all clear. No cancer, so goddamn happy that I could cry. I want to dedicate Rare Earth to the entire Mike O'Mara crew today. I realize you're not a radio station, but I feel so goddamn good that I just wanted to share the good vibes to you by you talking up a record. Okay. Take care, gentlemen. He's all over the place.
He's very excited. He's cancer free.
This comes to us from Ryan, and that's always good news when somebody has that, and he wants me to talk it up.
Yes, please.
Okay, very good. Let's roll for Ryan now.
77 WABC.
Hey, Ryan, kind of a confusing letter, but then again, you've been under a tremendous amount of stress. Here you go, little Rare Earth. Time to celebrate, Ryan. No big casino for you. That's right. Life is good. Go to Phoenix and bang that other guy's wife, baby. All right, stop that. Hi, guys. My wife, Elizabeth, and I welcomed our second kid, Charles Charlie Latimer, on Saturday, August 19th. He arrived one day before our daughter Mia's third birthday and was one of her birthday presents this year. That's cute.
Yeah.
Friends have asked why we picked Charlie since it's not a family name, and my wife will be horrified to learn one day that the reason was an appearance by Radio's own Charlie Stuang Stabilak. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Until she finds out that is stunning, actually. I didn't even know that. That's, oh, gosh.
It's Charlie's spirit, baby. Oh, I didn't know he was here.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Charlie. How you been?
I got to go back and see my sea wife. I don't even have a sea wife.
Oh, no.
Bye.
Anyway, I love the show, and without fail, it's one of the best parts of my day. Your first podcast dropped on my birthday on December 7th, 2009. Best birthday gift ever. I've caught every episode since. Thank you for being there. Sincerely, Andrew Latimer. P.S., if you need a pronouncer for our last name, it's Latimer. Did I get it right?
Yeah, exactly.
And no, our name isn't Spanish for the timer. Okay, very good. Hello, my dear TMOS family. I will dance a small jig and be forever grateful if you would wish a happy 20th anniversary to my totally smoking hot wife, Susan Romy. Romy. That's
Romy.
Right. As of yesterday, we've been together for 27 wonderful years, and for the first 7, I was on DJ scholarship. Wow, what a woman. She's small, but she's strong. Best fishes. Carl Romy. That's wonderful. Now moving right along. We're going to fly through these.
Please.
Hello, gentlemen. Saturday, September 2nd marks the first birthday of my hilarious and brilliant daughter, Lorelai Lynn Snyder. She has been a listener of TMOS since I was still barefoot and pregnant and in the kitchen cooking delicious Blue Apron meals purchased using the TMOS promo code. We consider you like family, often referencing the members of the show in our daily lives. Thank you for being our uncles, our favorite uncles. Keep bringing the funny boys. Love, your faithful bonus show subscribers, Jessica, Ryan, and Lorelai Snyder.
Thank you.
So is there a is Ryan the dude, or is there is this a single mom? I don't know. I'm not going to get in the weeds. I'm moving right along. Dearest Mike, Rob, Oscar Pony, and assorted interns. Okay. How about just dear guys? We can probably speed things up with dear guys. I am writing in the hopes of having a birthday greeting read on the air for the More Network's favorite P1 and host of Americast, young Marcus Tiberius Serta, who celebrates his 87th birthday today. When he is not on the radio, Marcus enjoys a nice glass of beer or a robust tumbler of whiskey, all he wants, while sampling the culinary delights of his wife, Mrs. Serta. He is a dedicated family man, a diehard supporter of the More Network, a class act, and most of all, a good friend. I'm not asking for a spin on the Omeritron Wheel of Whimsy or a singing of the birthday song. All I want to wish Marcus is nothing but the best as he commences another trip around the sun. Here's to you, Marcus. May the next year be our best year. Your best year. Signed, Jim Amato.
Yay, good job. Oh, that's
Jim
very
Amato.
Sweet.
Yeah. That's for, hey, Marcus, you got to hold on to that guy.
I see
He's
Celine
terrific.
Didn't write in.
No.
Stop that behave.
I think that's greetings, not her name.
Greetings and salutations, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the interns. This week, I began the final year of my douchebag 30s, which is amazing considering my fandom began when I was a young lad of 19 in Sacramento. 20 years, 5 states, and numerous jobs later, you're still a great part of my day. This year was a great birthday. I spent a quiet evening at home with my girlfriend Susie and her 15-month-old daughter Isabella, who calls me Mama. Until we remind her to call me Dada. I also got a multitude of... Well, I'm confused. Because the way the letter reads, and they're tough today, and I'm sure Rob knew that when he was editing them. I spent an evening at home with my girlfriend Susie and her 15-month-old. Well, is he the Dada?
I don't believe so, but I think the nickname is Mama, and then he has to correct her to Dada. But neither one is really appropriate.
But then he said, until we remind her to call me Dada, maybe is he the, you know, follow-up?
Yeah.
John,
yeah.
I'd like to know. Anyway, I Modern also got family. A multitude of Facebook posts, including one from Carla O'Mara. This year for my birthday, I would like it if Rob would unblock me from Facebook. It's difficult being a mobber from room 409 of the Blocked Island Resort. Blocked Island. Yeah, okay, John. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right, clearer letter next time, okay? Thank you. Keep them blocked.
I think...
Sorry. This is the way. It's the letter. There's a. You know, don't you? You know.
I rewrote every one of these. It's like the eclipse ruined everyone this week. They were almost unreadable.
Right. Hello, boys. I wanted to write you today to let you know that as of this afternoon, I will no longer be sucking on you. What I'm trying to say is I've upgraded from being a tick now to just an annoying housefly. I bought a year-long bonus subscription.
Yes!
You guys have been so good to us, the fans, that it's time we all took a note from our wives and stopped sucking on you. Don't you agree? I do have a quick question for Rob. How long have you had Jerry's death reel opening in the can? A year, two? Just wondering. Thanks. I'll hang up and listen. Luke DeRocher, Springfield, Virginia. P.S. I only purchased a subscription after donating to the Harvey recovery efforts. God bless all of those affected. Rob, any answer for him?
I've had so much Jerry stuff built up over the years, I actually built the death reel the Sunday before we did it.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, guys. Wow. Thanks for giving me something that puts a smile on my face each day. I just wanted to let you know that besides being a bonus show subscriber, I just purchased a $2,000 phone system and 6 new 32-inch Samsung TVs for my dental office. Yay!
Yeah.
I was wondering if Bill O'Reilly might say thanks. He's not here. Sorry, we're flying today. Keep up the funny. Happy birthday to my amazing and beautiful daughter, Raina, Sunday, August 27th. Raina lives in New Hampshire. So far north, she's practically in Canada.
Boo.
She's a huge TMOS fan, has traveled to see you at the State Theater. Tons of love from Mommy. Okay, that's the same thing?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Raina.
Is that the dentist?
No,
William Wagoner is. Mommy, okay. Raina, happy birthday.
Yes.
Moving along. God.
Mike, we're just so beloved.
Hey, guys, I would love to wish my father a happy 71st birthday this week. His name is Steve Matthews, and he listens to the show on 97.1 The Wave in Snow Hill, Maryland. Hey, that's great. My dad has always been an amazing role model and influence in my life. He is the reason I have listened to Mike for over 30 years. He has made me so proud with his 30-plus year career as a policeman and being the mayor of his little town for over 10 years. My only regret about living in Colorado is that the grandkids and I don't get a chance to be with him. Could Morgan Freeman let him know that he's not here? And his grandkids love him very much and wish that he could be there for his special day. And what's his name? Steve Matthews. That's from Travis in Denver.
Already?
And finally, we have I hold in my hand the last letter.
Hi-o! Already?
Hi-day. Happy toot to do today, boys. I turned 36 last week, and if I don't write this myself, I'll never get a birthday announced on TMOS. By the time my 4-year-old is old enough to honor his old man, Mike and Rob will be dead.
Oh.
And Oscar will have absconded to Bolivia, leaving behind Shannon and their only child in Los Estados Unidos, thus completing the Circulo Vicioso.
Does that make sense to you?
Vicious circle.
Vicious circle.
This leaves only Pony to sing me happy birthday.
Oh, Pony.
Not because it's been requested, but because it's the only thing he can hum out of his throat kazoo.
That's nice. That's nice.
That is so dark.
Sort of a theme today, isn't
weird.
It? Yeah.
It's the no only thing a letter.
He can hum out of his throat kazoo that doesn't make him choke on his own saliva. Love you long time, all the time, Adam Harvey. Very funny, Adam. That's it. We have to take a break, and we are way, way behind. The news will be broken up in 2 segments today, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's unprecedented.
When we come back, more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, ladies. Look at the car next to you. Now back to me. Now back to the car. Now back to me. Sadly, you can't see me, but you can listen to more of me if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. Look up. Look down. Where are you?
On a boat.
What's in your hand?
Back at me.
I have it.
2 tickets to the TMOS live show.
Look again. The tickets are now diamonds because the live show is sold out.
Anything is possible when you are a bonus show subscriber.
Subscribe today through the updated app or website.
I'm Dan O'Brien, and nobody understands me. I'm on a horse.
Thank you, Dan. Very nice. I love that. That was fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip.
Yes.
Here's something to chew on. Recent studies show that good oral health impacts your overall health, but still, most of us don't brush our teeth properly, but you can start brushing better today. Introducing Quip.
Look at this.
There it is. There's the Quip toothbrush right there.
And it's so cool. I brought it. It was easy to bring to work because of the travel case that comes with it. So check this out. It comes out of the travel case, and then it comes out of this thing, which sticks to your mirror. So it actually has a place to go. Look how tiny and sleek it is.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's beautiful.
Very, very cool.
Quip is an electric. I mean, what is this, 1952? Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design. Rob is holding it in his hand now at half the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip is sleek, as we are showing you. It is elegant. Imagine if Apple designed a toothbrush but without the big price tag. Quip is backed by leading dentists and was named as one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also won a 2016 GQ Grooming Award and made it on Oprah's 2017 New Year's O list. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended 3-month plan for just $5, including free shipping. Go right now, getquip.com/TMOS. It's getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You heard right. Your first refill pack is absolutely free at getquip.com/TMOS. And be like Rob Spiewak. Get it today and stick it to your mirror.
It's so
it's
cool.
Fantastic. That's right. Your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's, let me spell it out for you, getquip.com/TMOS, people. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. We will love it. It will be love. It will love at first brush, or it will be
love? It will be love at first brush.
It will be love at first brush.
It's love at first brush.
Yes.
It will be love at first brush.
Mine just came yesterday. I have not unpacked it yet. I'm excited, though.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's okay.
In a new interview, Dennis Rodman gives praise to Kim Jong-un. Yeah. Sure. For the way he's running North Korea. Oh, God, this guy. You know what? This is symptomatic of the dumbing of our country.
True. It's very true.
Yeah, the fact that, and hey, I'm culpable. Mm-hmm. I'm completely culpable. I'm reading it. Here's the quote. He's changing North Korea so much it is really becoming a 24th century country now.
Right. The man's nickname was the Worm.
That's true.
We cannot take him serious.
That's true.
It's more like they took down the Flintstone Age and put in the Jetsons. Out with the old, in with the new. So, why do I feel like that was written for him?
By one of his high-powered people that are really watching out for his brand.
He also made an interesting observation about the people over there. Quote, the citizens there are very kind, but it's like you think they have a spell on them because they all talk about, all they talk about is him. Yeah, because they're threatened with death and imprisonment, you dope.
It's
unbelievable.
A great way to make people behave.
God, all they talk about is him. Like, he's surprised. He just doesn't.
No, he doesn't get it.
Get it. He does not get it. So Entertainment Weekly put together a list of 14 famous songs that you didn't know are covers. Some of them aren't that shocking if you're a big music fan, but it's interesting nonetheless. I shortened the list to the top seven.
Okay.
And these are songs that were covers. Hound Dog, Elvis Presley, is a cover.
Yeah.
Big Mama Thornton was the person who did it the first time.
Wow.
I think I've seen a video online of that. Yeah.
Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog wasn't his?
No. He stole that.
Man.
Number six, Feeling Good by Nina Simone, originally in the musical The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. I don't know that.
I did not know that.
I did not know that. Red, Red Wine by UB40.
Oh, it's a Neil Diamond record,
Bobby
right?
Bobby McFarlane, right?
Rob is the musicologist. You knew that. It's Neil Diamond. Respect by Aretha Franklin, originally done by another artist.
Written and performed first by Otis Redding.
Listen to our musicologist
sitting on
the show.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Exactly.
Ring of
time.
Fire, my favorite Johnny Cash. I fell into a giant ring of... Originally sung by a lady named Anita Carter.
I had no idea.
You think that's a...
Carter family, probably.
To June Carter?
Yeah.
Number two.
Linda Carter.
Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Oh, her name is Gloria something, isn't it?
Gloria Jones.
We had that on the audio vault years ago, the original version of that.
I give you credit for that. And number one, Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
Originally sung by Trip Affleck.
You got it. Robert Hazard is the name of the individual. That's pretty interesting.
I love that. That's cool.
Yeah, isn't that something? Here's a new way to guarantee no one accidentally grabs your suitcase at baggage claim and probably guarantees the airline won't lose your bag because they can't miss it. A company called Firebox.com just started selling luggage covers that are giant pictures of you.
You
upload a photo. The picture they showed was a guy making like an angry face on the side of his suitcase. You upload a photo. They make the cover, and it stretches over your bag to make sure there's no question who it belongs to.
That's pretty great.
Want to be the a-hole at the airport? You can do it. It actually kind of brilliant. It's a way to make sure your suitcase stands out. They start at just $26.
Unless you're a tremendous fan of somebody. Like, I wouldn't mind having your face on my suitcase,
or
Mike. Yeah, or Marcus Serta.
I am not one of your fans. Anyway, let's take a break. We will come back and wrap up news you may not need, ladies and gentlemen, as you listen to the very busy Mike O'Berry Show. Fantastic music for you on a beautiful Thursday. Hope everybody's doing really well. We're going to take you out to the commercial break right now with... is this Paul McCartney?
It is.
Hey, Paul, sing it. You want love.
Hi, this is the Internet's Steve Mermelstein. Perhaps you know me from The AmeriCast, where Marcus Serta serves as my
sidekick.
But I'm here to tell you about another podcast, Cake and Cookies. Cake and Cookies has Rob Spiewak and Katie Von Herman, and I never miss an episode. It's an important part of my well-balanced podcast listening diet. Besides, I love Katie, and Rob loves me. It's a strange love triangle, but you can truly feel the magic in the air.
More
Cake
thing.
And Cookies.
Yeah.
Subscribe on iTunes or listen on the TMOS app. Mermelstein out.
Cake
out.
And Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. It's back to school time. You're getting your supplies for your little one.
Yeah.
Go. Amazon.com. You go through our page, please. Whether you want to get an apple for the teacher or you could buy some nice apple-scented, sweet-smelling stuff that Carla brought her teacher.
Mmm. Great for the locker.
It's very sweet.
Wonderful. One of the busiest times of the year for both parents and students. Amazon. Please help us.
Please.
Help the show and check it out at their limited selection store. Anyway, point and click, relax at Amazon. Please access it via TMOS. Did that make sense?
No.
Their limited selection store. There is no limited selection.
No, they have an unlimited selection.
Unlimited.
So don't waste your time fighting the crowds, the prices, and the limited selection at a stupid store. Go to Amazon.
That's it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're in the middle of news you may not need. Working at a breakneck pace. This is okay. Problem we want to have, right?
Yeah, that's sure.
Problem we want to have.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. anyway, if you were a fan of Bill Cosby before, let's say, 2014, you could still appreciate his career, knowing what you know now. Could you do that, or is everything he accomplished tainted? Jerry Seinfeld was on Norm Macdonald's podcast this week, and he said that Cosby is the biggest comedian of all time. This is the quote from Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone will ever match his production and quality of material. Norm didn't say anything for a few seconds, which made for an awkward silence. But then he said he loved Cosby, too. Well, these are old comedians. I'm an old radio guy. I loved Cosby. He's my first autograph, Bill Cosby, at a tennis match up in Hartford. Then he joked, quote, I have maybe the greatest Bill Cosby story ever, and now it's not in the top 10,000. Because I'll tell people the story, and they'll constantly interrupt him by saying, and did he rape you? He never raped me. Jerry asked Norm if it bothered him to appreciate Cosby's career, knowing all the horrible things he did. Norm said, quote,
let me tell you, Jerry, not at all. How about that? Yeah.
Jerry didn't answer for himself, but if he still considers Cosby the biggest comedian of all time, it apparently isn't tainted for him. But
yeah, it's weird though. I have every Cosby album in my phone. Years back. I loved his stuff growing up, and I just can't listen to it anymore. I cut my comedy teeth on listening to those albums, and I can't listen to them anymore.
It's frustrating.
It is.
It is truly frustrating. And the fact is that I think most people feel that way. Yes, it's tainted. Of course it's tainted if you're a serial rapist.
Yeah.
You know?
That doesn't bother me at all. How about Bill Cosby, you know? Adolf Hitler went to war with the world.
That is, I think, one of the best stand-up routines ever. And when Norm Macdonald does the Hitler voice, he goes,
you know, that guy, that haggity claggity.
Did you see his most recent special on Netflix?
No.
When he says, it's great. He says, I don't want to get old. You get so fragile. Hey, Grandma, how'd you get that bruise? The wind.
Yeah, he is.
He's brilliant.
I believe Norm Macdonald may be, you know, you have cult movies that linger for a while. Norm might be more appreciated down the road.
Cult comic,
God, he's funny.
Norm Norm was an advertiser for Mangrates. He had a podcast, right? And he still does.
Love to get Norm on this show.
Yeah,
love to get him on this show.
I remember going back and forth with the producer of the show, and they're like, well, what do you want him to do? I said, I just want him to be himself. And I kid you not, he did such a terrible job pitching Mangrates, terrible, that it became a bit where they put a smash reel together of all the times, like, yeah, look at this bra, and he, like, stare at it, you know?
What's this thing here?
He goes, and then he would show his guests the grates, and just, they'd sit there and talk about it, but he'd be murdering the product, but it would be hilarious.
But smart move. Absolutely, and now a little something something. A company called Native just released pumpkin spice deodorant. Please no interruptions. Pumpkin spice deodorants for both men and women. And hey, it's all natural and organic, so it's not going to put you in contact with all the chemicals like your regular deodorant does. You can order it now, but they're definitely not giving away. A stick costs $12 I'll give them a little plug here, at nativecause.com. The really good news,
come back.
The Mark. Really good news is, according to Rob Ford,
now I can always smell like Thanksgiving.
Oh, God.
Poor boy. He cemented that forever.
Oh,
olfactory gets it. We'll take a break. Come back with an abbreviated audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. You know that I would
be. So exciting. This past episode marked the start of the 7th year of the Rob and Joe Show.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I'm kind of getting the 7-year itch. I reached out to Todd Moore to do a show.
I'm going to reach out to Oscar.
Yeah, well, I'm going to reach out to Gary Stein.
He never worked with you. Unless you bought a t-shirt.
Well, maybe I'll do that. Rob and Joe Show, a new episode every week. RobandJoeShow.com and available on the Mike O'Mara Show app.
Get on it!
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Buy the bonus package. There we are. Let's get up here and get the audio of all time with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Question for you guys. What do you think is the song of the summer now that the summer is drawing to a close?
Oh, God. Despacito.
That's what everyone would, you'd think they'd say. But according to Twitter, the most tweeted song, the song. Oh, this is the song of the summer. Thank you, Mike. I'm glad you're
maybe in Maine.
I've been away from you a long time.
I never thought I'd miss you so.
There are songs that you guys play that I've never heard in my life before. Yes. But now I'll be at home and I'm like singing tunes. And Sharon's like, what are you singing? I was like, I don't know. The guys played it today.
The most tweeted about song and therefore the song of the summer is called, it's by Fifth Harmony. It's called Down.
They had a great performance on the VMAs.
And it's everywhere. It really, really is. But Oscar mentioned it. I think that the song that I will always associate with this summer is Despacito. Mm. And you know that Despacito has reached the public's notice because they actually did a parody of it on Sesame Street. Did you know that the word for rubber ducky in Spanish is El Petito?
Oh, really?
So they actually did a Bert and Ernie song.
Oh,
is that
Spanish for rubber ducky?
El Petito.
I cracked up.
It's so sweet. Because Patito is little ducky.
Little ducky, yeah.
El Patito.
So as far as I'm concerned, that's the song of the summer, Bert and Ernie.
I wish I had a kid I could watch the show to without feeling like a creep. You know what I mean?
Oh, see how they that's the way I felt when I was walking around the Renaissance Festival by myself.
Very sad, Rob.
I know.
Very sad.
What's that man doing with a mug of mead? I don't know. Stay away, dear.
What's going on?
His name is Daniel Roberts. And
he will fascinate you.
Mike, he wanted so bad to get a job at a Halloween attraction that for his audition, he ate Black Widow spiders.
Oh, my Jesus. God.
And he looks exactly like a guy that would eat Black Widow spiders.
Is he goth?
No. He looks, celebrity he most resembles, used to screen phones for us. His name was Joe. That's who he looks like.
Oh, okay.
And anyway, here's Daniel Roberts eating a Black Widow spider and explaining himself.
Can I have your name and spelling, please?
Daniel Ketchum Roberts.
Oh, you can look. Okay, Daniel. Just put that down a little. What are you going to do for us today?
I'm going to eat a live Black Widow.
Isn't that dangerous?
Yes.
Why do you do this?
Because it's fun.
Uh-huh. How long have you been doing this?
Lost count.
How many times have you been in the hospital?
Twice.
And it still seems like a good idea.
Yeah, I have medicine if I want it. If I get bitten, I have all those Benadryl to take, so here.
He's not right,
Rob. No, he's not. If he gets bitten, he has Benadryl in his pocket, then proceeds to eat the spider. I hope he gets the job.
I just got the heebie-jeebies.
If I get bitten. Now, this is my video of the day. I put this on our Facebook page. Someone took the classic Michael Jackson video Thriller and did it with Michael's vocals isolated. So there's no music.
Mm-hmm.
But we've played isolated vocals before, but here's why this is a little different. Oftentimes when we play isolated vocals, they will have been processed. They've got the singing reverb on them. This really sounds like just dry Michael Jackson singing Thriller. It's kind of neat to hear.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart.
That is an example to me of a voice being a musical instrument.
I agree.
Where you hear him doing, he's just got that. It's like an almost like an electronic quality to his voice.
And I fast forwarded.
Which speaks to, you know, I mean, with the hits today, when you can hear with the auto-tune and everything, he was auto-tuning almost
doing
his
it
own
ahead
voice.
Of it. Yeah, I fast-forwarded to isolate this because this we need to have on our soundboard.
Send that to me, please.
I shall. I knew you
That's
would
great.
Want that.
Send that to me.
Yeah. But
somebody
what else?
Somebody might get upset about it, though.
Yeah, boy.
Right, they could have a conversation. The best part in the video is when the monsters are dancing out of the graveyard. Yeah. They add like swoosh sound effects when they move their hands. So there's no music.
Oh,
they're
my
just
God.
Dancing, but it goes like whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Love. Yeah, like that. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, boy.
How many times do you think you could dribble a basketball in a minute?
I don't care.
The world record was 444. A Dutchman named Leon Walraven dribbled a ball 609 times in a minute.
Did he have a Black Widow in his mouth?
He did not.
But it almost ceases to make sound.
Listen to this.
Man. New world record holder. Meanwhile, my son, I asked his coach about him. He says... He's not a very good runner. So everyone excels in different places. Let us close with this. My new hero, ex-Mexican President Vicente Fox, posted a video this week to Donald Trump. This guy has no filter. You got to love this.
Hysterical.
This is a great video. We'll close with this.
Mexico will not pay for the wall. Hola, Donald. As the former president of Mexico, I want to speak directly to you. Look at this schematic I downloaded from the dark web. It is a ladder, Einstein. You're going to build a $25 billion wall that can be defeated by a $25 ladder?
He has a point. He truly, truly does. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Yeah, boy.
I love that. That's awesome. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye, Marcus.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.